Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Today is the 11th of January, so we're already, I can't believe it, we're almost halfway through January. It's wild. Well, listen, I wanted to just talk a little bit about hope, and this has been on my heart lately a lot. And the definition of hope is it's a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. So we have this desire for something to happen in our life. And there's this ancient saying that says that hope that is delayed will make you sad. Okay, it's so you have this hope for something, you've been waiting for something, the longer that that takes, it makes you sad. But then when it comes forth, you get filled with joy. And so I wanted to just talk a little bit about a story in my life. So when Tanya and I were first married, we started to try to have children. And month after month, the month would turn to quarter, the quarter would turn to year, 1 year would turn to years, and then years would actually turn to a decade where we could not get pregnant. Didn't know why. We had this hope of having a child. We had this desire of having a child. But no matter what we did, it didn't matter. We went to infertility doctors. They would say, nothing is wrong. You can try this. And we did. But there was still nothing that occurred. And so I think it was at about 8 years, we decided that we were going to adopt. That was something that was very warm to my heart because I grew up with an adopted brother. And so we decided, and we adopted twin boys from Haiti. And they've been with us now for 13 years. So they were 2 years old when they came home, and now they're 15, and they're driving, and they're doing so great. And they're awesome, awesome boys. But the story of it is interesting. So in 2010, there was that massive earthquake in Haiti. Some of you probably remember. There was something around like 250,000 people that died. It was a terrible event. We knew Ethan and Brecken for a year. We had been in the process of adoption for a year. And when that earthquake hit, I was lucky enough to actually be on the board of directors for the orphanage after we connected, and they knew that I was knew accounting. They needed some help, and so they had me on their board. And so right after the earthquake, same day, they reached out and asked for help, said, everybody's okay at the orphanage, but we need food and water. And so we started to work on a way to get food and water to Haiti. And we did that through an aircraft that we were able to raise funds for and fly over. And so we flew within just a few days to Haiti, and we delivered this food and water to this orphanage so that these kids could flourish and have nutrition, and everybody was safe. But while we were in Haiti, we found out that we could get children home on humanitarian parole. And so what happened was, is a couple days after we were there, we were able to get 81 humanitarian parole visas. And it was for children that were already in the adoption process. They already had parents slated for them. And so we, as a result of what happened, we were able to fly back 81 children to the United States and deliver those to their parents in Miami. The orphanage was very involved in that. The government was very involved in that, both sides, Haiti and the U.S. But the story of why did we go through a situation where we couldn't have children? Was there something else being in the work that needed to happen through our life? I don't know. I do believe that's true, though. I believe that sometimes hope is delayed because there's something else that's being worked in our life that will come out and will come to life at some point in the future. And walking with the boys after we in the U.S., after we walked through customs and we were able to be together with our family, with our boys, it was one of the greatest moments in my life. Because that hope that was almost 10 years at the time was brought, we brought joy. And we were able to help a lot of other parents do the same thing with their children. And so I hope this is an encouragement to you today that you, if you're hoping for something, or if that hope has been delayed for a long time, but you're still believing for something to happen that you've really had in your heart, be encouraged. Keep pressing forward. Know that something is being worked in your life, and it's going to come forward soon, hopefully. Soon, hopefully. But be encouraged today with that story. I hope it's a blessing to you today. Live a life of love. Also, Bucket List has been launched. It is really getting a lot of great activity. So go out on the Bucket List, offer encouragement to others, receive encouragement yourself. Use that tool to really be a blessing. Have a great day. Again, live a life of love. Bye-bye.